1 o'clock to 1:50, Hall A, Section BC, SSR2 review team with private. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to start? Okay. So good afternoon, everybody. If you are on the SSR2 review team and you'd like to come to the table, you're very welcome. We're not entirely sure why. It doesn't much matter. This was advertised as a closed meeting. We're quite happy to have it as an open meeting. Denise is quite happy. I'm quite happy. I guess there are some consequences in respect to the Adobe room. Wendy, perhaps we could fix that or do what we need to do.
What do you want to do? Do you want to
open
be
open it up?
Okay.
Yep.
So open anyone who can who tries to join will be accepted.
That's not a problem. If anyone wants to
and
join,
it will be scribed and recorded.
We'll have them here. So
I'm sorry, Chris, before we start, there's a couple of first of all, just to be clear, we got a notice from the board that it was a closed meeting, and we were always happy to have it open. I think no team member suggested that it be closed. And there are a couple team members that are trying to get in remotely, and they've had trouble at other meetings. So they asked me to make it clear that they're trying to dial in.
Absolutely, not a problem
okay,
at all. Do you want to wait for a couple of minutes? Happy to do that.
I don't have visibility into whether they're dialing in or not. But.
That was fun. Can you contact them and see whether they're being allowed in or whatever? That would be really helpful.
We're just sorting it out.
If there's anyone who is trying to get in and is not able to, if you allow me to their contact information, I can give them the link to the bridge. It's the one that ends with board one. It's in the meeting invitation that I sent out. It's in a few emails that I sent out as well. It's the board one bridge. They should be able to get it and I'll allow any entries.
Yeah, this is Eric. I sent email to them so for them to say if they're having trouble.
So, yes, you want to start? Okay. So, this meeting itself was originally on the schedule asked for by you by the review team. I think back in September sometime, as a meeting between the board and the SSR2 review team. There are a significant number of board members here. There are a couple of board members who are not currently here. Because they are involved elsewhere, but they will try and get here when they can. Denise, do you want to open up and say something? No doubt you want to talk about what's been happening this week, but I'm happy to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So go ahead.
So it might be good for us to just go around and have the review team members introduce themselves, and then there's...
Excellent idea.
We have a general overview slide deck that we can run through if...
That would be good.
If the board would like to hear some information about the team's activities.
That would be really good.
This is Nurul Amin from Surat, India. I'm part of SSR2.
Alain Aina. Appointed by CCNSO.
Sorry, I thought everyone was, but no. I'm Jeff Houston. I'm with appointed by ESSAC onto the review team.
I'm Eric Osterweil on SSR2.
Denise Michelle.
Jarek Kukesic, appointed by CCNSO.
Kaveh Rangeberg, board delegate to SSR2.
Norm Ritchie, appointed by the GNSO.
And perhaps the board, is there anyone in the in the seats at the back who's on the SSR2 review team? Nope. Okay. So perhaps board members could just also just briefly introduce themselves as well. Briefly, just say their name.
Lito Ibarra.
George Sadowski.
I'm actually a member of the board, so you're, yeah. I want to remind you of that.
I think it's important that you have to take, never mind.
Yara Morby for record.
Marcus Kummer.
You are still a board member, Marcus. I guess that's me, Krista Spain.
Rinalia Abdulrahim.
Khaled Kuba.
Leon Sanchez incoming.
Jonas Hoininen.
Becky Burr.
And we have Teresa, and I think in the from org, and I think in the back of the room we have got Asha's just arrived. We've got Avery, and can I see Matthew there? Matthew, and I don't think I've missed anybody out.
You missed Akinori.
I've missed Akinori. I always do miss Akinori. Thank you, Akinori. So Denise, over to you.
This is Eric Osterweil. Do we have the slide deck available for the...
We haven't received any slide deck, so if we could receive that, we can get that posted.
I'm not sure where our stuff is.
Whoever has it could send it to board-ops-team@icann.org.
The staff for...
Okay.
The staff support for our team has it, and they were sending it out to other places. So,
Let's not spend. Let's not all of us spend our time worrying about the slides. We can get the slides sorted out. Welcome, Shireen. So, Denise, do you want to sort of start talking, and then if the slides come, the slides come. Is that okay?
I can go ahead and take that. I've done a number of briefings, so I'll try to do it from memory.
There you go.
Oh, is that the right one? Okay, so just let me go to that one. I'll wing it. So we started our work with the sort of the core understanding that SSR was really important, and it was involved and intertwined in almost everything that was happening throughout the community, just in general, and so. It wound up necessarily starting off with us having kind of a lot to go over, and then added to that we had obviously the sort of the retrospective analysis of SSR1. So we kind of knew going into this that this was going to take a lot of factoring, it was going to take a lot of time, and so a lot of us had the expectation that this was going to be a reasonably involved start. So we've done a lot of reading, we've gotten a lot of briefings. And we've had a lot of material that we've just generally gone over and iterated on. And, like I said, we knew it was going to be a lot going forward. And so we weren't surprised that, a lot of stuff took a lot of time up front. And it was basically in an effort to be conscientious in what we did. And I hope you all forgive me for winging this from my memory, so if this winds up being out of order with what we get to. So, thank you. Our team is composed of what we consider to be a very rich set of backgrounds, people with rich backgrounds, and hooray. Okay, next slide. And part of the mandated every 5 years. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. We sort of, when we were constructing our scope, we iterated very heavily with, Section 4.6c, to try and identify what that was instructing us to look at and what that actually meant as far as then digesting that into a sort of a scope and what we'd do to use to create a work plan, et cetera. And like I said, the SSR1 recommendations wound up, not just being a bolt-on. They in their own right took us in some cases in different directions than we would necessarily have gone, but we have the mandate to do look at them. Next slide, please. And next slide, please. This was basically just saying, we knew based on the amount of work in front of us that it was going to potentially take a long time, and that as we were conscientious, it was not surprising that, the early steps seemed to involve a lot of time. So this is our team, And, we're reasonably happy with the fact that the amount of breadth of work that we had in front of us was well addressed by the fact that we had a lot of people with a great diversity of backgrounds. You can see the list of people there, and we've gone around and introduced those that are here now. And there's a couple important notes that we've had two team members that have had to step down for complications, and they're listed at the bottom. Next slide, please. So as we started to digest what we were finding and looking at and factoring from our scope and whatnot, we broke our work down into sort of five general categories. The first being the review of the recommendations from SSR1. The second was and part of this is informed by group section number one, group one, was the operational aspects, the internal aspects of, SSR over unique identifiers from ICANN's perspective, sort of looking in. And then group three was analysis of the unique identifier space, SSR issues for that, more of the sort of complement to group two looking out. Then group four, section four, was basically created to sort of ensure, to sort of try and guard against, doing just a retrospective, what applies to things that have happened, and with the understanding that the bylaw mandate of every 5 years there being a review team, trying to consider what was reasonably worth our consideration that might make our report useful in the upcoming couple of years before the next review team boots up and starts its work. So not trying to use a crystal ball, just trying to be cognizant that a report, has more merit if it's just, more than a retrospective. And then finally, the impact of the IANA stewardship transition on SSR issues was the fifth category. Next slide, please. So this is a general timeline of where we've been, where we are, and where we hope to go. We started off our team work in March when we first basically met and got together. We delivered our terms of reference to you all in May. And then since then, or up until September, after that, we basically went into a sort of a collection and analysis phase where, like I said, we received a lot of briefings. We had a lot of documentation to go over. We had a lot of discussions around relevant aspects of those things. And, we're sort of exiting that phase now and entering the sort of the formulation of findings and, ostensibly recommendations phase. And, there's, I think on the team a certain expectation that though we're sort of moving linearly, as with any investigation, there's the potential iterative step of, realizing something, going back, and then going forward again. But for the most part, at this point we've gathered a lot, we've understood a lot, we're sort of getting ready to sort of analyzing. We have the anticipation of a face-to-face meeting, a drafting session in January 2018, so that we can then produce a report for public comment following sending a final report to you all. Next slide, please. So this sort of outlines a couple of our key milestones. We had, like I said, a bunch of briefings and topical issues that hit us starting in March. And at that point, we sort of created a team structure. We elected our leadership. We designed the sort of the idea of how we would function as a team. And then we really launched into getting a whole bunch of ideas about what to do. Then we met in May, and we sort of structured how would we actually break this sort of enormous number of things that we had to consider down into sort of manageable tasks, things that sort of work together. And we did a sort of a big group brainstorming session, and we wound up sort of casting the die of these five things that we would sort of bucketize into in a really good face-to-face session we had. Then the next bullet, we've talked about, an RFP, about trying to structure that and get that going for a while. And I think at this point we're reconsidering a number of aspects of whether that's what we want to do or not, especially because, we've engaged with the community, we've been influenced by their perspective, obviously, and we've also been structuring our own internal momentum as well. And then we've been very eagerly looking forward to ICANN 60. Next slide, please. And that's because, the slide was sort of aimed for a lot of our outreach, so it's a little bit generic. But, that's because we're really eager to sort of have touch points with the community and reach out to, SOs and ACs, tell them what we think we've done and hear what they have to say, get some course corrections, et cetera, and so forth. So we were very eagerly looking forward to this week. And to that end, we sort of front-loaded the week by meeting for a day, structuring, our plan and creating this sort of messaging, as a group, And, you know, we're sticking around for another day, and the plan has been to sort of like, you know, factor what we've done. We have these sort of high bandwidth face-to-face sessions, and we've tended to make a lot of use of them, so we were eagerly looking forward to that. Next slide, please. So I think this mostly takes us to where we've basically said to the SOs and ACs, you know, we're really interested in hearing from you, and we even have a straw man question that we would propose to them to sort of give, to prime their pump on giving us some feedback on you know, what they think, just because sometimes the audience is a bit cold when I get done rolling on. So you can hit the next slide. It's basically just a placeholder, and we have a number of slides in the background deck for details, but that's pretty much our main story. Thank you all.
Thank you. I have a question, which is, and forgive me if I'm saying something which should be obvious to me, but when leaving aside the timing of the start of this review team, which I understand was slightly was late, not through the review team's fault, of course. The resolution that the board set that actually started the review team says, requests the team to develop and deliver to the board their approved terms of reference and work plan. Now, I confess to not having been intimately involved over the last months in all of this, but I've seen traffic saying, some suggesting that the work plan has been delivered, some suggesting that the work plan hasn't been delivered. And I haven't, and I didn't. I missed seeing that on the slide. So would you be prepared to address that? Thank you.
This is Denise, and of course, all the SSR2 members should feel free to weigh in. The team got together for the first time in March. The board resolution had a due date for the terms of reference and the work plan for March 30th. It's a very diverse group of 15 SSR members from literally all over the world. Many of them have never been involved in a ICANN group before. So the norming stage, and of course, it's a very complex and potentially broad-ranging review with a very significant first SSR review to deal with. It took 2 months for the team to come to agreement on the terms of reference that were sent to the board. I think another challenge is that the bylaws also require a operating procedure for all of these reviews. That has not been done, although I note that they have just recently posted a first draft for public comment. So I think it would have been useful to have an operating procedure, because I think we're seeing a lot of process questions come up, including how to effectuate the bylaw requirements and those sorts of things. So anyway, May 3rd, I believe it was, terms of reference were provided, and the board provided some input in response to that. The work plan, which we discussed with the team and of course, Kaveh, the member of the team that the board appointed, was there as well in those discussions. And then the work plan was agreed to by the team and posted on the wiki in early August, I want to say 4th or 5th. I think the expectation there was that the board member would provide it, or the staff would provide it to the board. Again, I think, you know, there was perhaps a misunderstanding if a formal letter needed to go to the board saying, here's our work plan. We also highlighted it in our regular newsletters and notices out to the community. Did I miss another point, Chris? Okay.
So leaving aside the logistics of having the work plan provided to the board, which is not desperately relevant at this point, Is it, so that I'm clear, is it the SSR review team's position that there is a completed work plan? When I say completed, I don't mean as in you have completed the work of the work plan. I mean it's not a draft work plan. It is completed and signed off by the review team and ready to go.
Right. And so the, and I do invite other members to jump in. The and so the so I'd say there is the work plan that was agreed to and posted, but part of the agreement was that this work plan is a work in progress. It will evolve. There were additional information gathering and research going on. There were decisions to be made to refine some of the topics and the subtopic areas. And so the team also agreed that this was a document that would be updated. And I think that's also noted on the website. So the team did provide a lot more detail and a Gantt chart, which is not usually done by review teams, but and other ICANN groups. But we felt it would be useful and absent another template for a work plan. That's what's been posted, and yeah, the idea was very much to add to it and update it, I think.
Is anyone else? Did you want to say something, Steve? Did I hear you?
I was able to bring up the work plan because it's right on the Confluence wiki, and if we put it in the Adobe, you can all bring up the work plan that Denise is talking about. It's a Google Sheet.
So Denise is, I'm sort of conscious that this doesn't become the Denise and Chris show, but for now, anyway. All I have seen is an email. I'm not suggesting there's not something up on the wiki, but all I have seen sort of announcing that is an email on the 14th of August to the team, which says, find attached an updated draft work plan for your consideration. As discussed, we need to add more detail and dates to our work plan, including our subtopic group work. So I'm not seeking to score any points here. I'm just seeking to get clarity. It feels to me like this work plan isn't finalized yet.
Eric. So I don't have my laptop in front of me, so I'll sort of to sort of roll from that. I think one of the things that we've been doing is iterating around these subgroups that we at one point actually broke them into subteams, and we've allowed the subteams to have a lot of discretion in how they move forward. And I think we've been iteratively working on both that as a procedure and both the work that they've done, and some of them have surged more than others. And so, again, I'm sorry, I don't have my laptop in front of me, but certainly I think the view is, like Denise had said, our hope was that in sort of like the investigative stage, we would iterate a bit on things. So I'm not sure if that answers your question or not, but,
I'm sure, yeah, I get it. My suppose, and why I said at the beginning that let's ignore the delivery of a formal letter or not formal letter or whatever was required or not required to the board. I suppose my question would be, if you had written to the board, on the 14th of August, would you have been saying to the board, pursuant to the resolution, here is the approved work plan?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost in that question. So I think I'm going to not answer directly by mistake, but I'm going to try and answer it. So help me out. We had a lot of discussions that tended to happen on verbal calls, and I think we could probably take from a lot of what's going on that we probably need to institute a little more rigor around taking what was sort of discussed and actually memorializing it in a more searchable way. So I think there might unfortunately seem like there's a gap between things that were on the list and things that were those things being discussed and coming to resolution on calls and then not really being re-effectuated in sort of written medium.
Yep.
Yes. So the initial work plan was agreed to on one of the team's plenary conference calls. And then it was updated in October again. It's somewhat challenging, I think, to get to pull some of the facts out of the plenary calls. We have long audio recordings, but we really don't have the sort of action items that are highlighted. And, improving the communication and, working with staff to get the wiki to be more user-friendly is, I think, on a list of things to discuss on Friday.
So, and I'm going to, Rinalia wants to ask a question in a second, but I just want to ask one more thing again, because you know that, sorry, again, I want to make sure I've understood this correctly. The subgroup that was that put forward the stuff that we wrote to you about in October, is that called audit stuff? Is that whatever you call it? I don't know what you call it.
We were calling it fact-finding.
Fact-finding, fine. That subgroup, that work, would have formed a part of, presumably, a completed work plan. In other words, the indication seems to me to be, leaving aside the fact that we wrote and said we weren't happy, we thought it was out of scope, which is a different discussion, it seems to me that the fact that stuff was happening still in October and still being proposed, because my understanding is that it wasn't finalized at that point, that again indicates to me that the work plan was still a work plan in progress rather than a signed off work plan. Cave?
Yes. Without wanting to go into that much detail about who submitted what, just to clarify the work plan situation, the only communication we have is the letter that you read out, which is a call for the team to comment on a draft work plan. I also, all due respect, I disagree with the assessment that it was mentioned in plenary calls, because actually, as the team has done, every decision or everything that was decided by the team would become an action item, and then the action items are also followed in every plenary. I haven't seen, or I don't remember, and the staff can correct me if I'm wrong, there was no action item to finalize or to post the work plan. So the work plan was never an action item. There was a first draft, 14th of August, which was mentioned in the mail, and the second one was 27th of October, which is just a few days ago.
Yeah, so can I just say, Caveh, I appreciate the input, but I don't want us to get into a he said, she said discussion here, if at all possible. Denise.
Yes, one of our co-chairs, Emily Taylor, who... for business reasons, left the team, had to resign from the team, was sort of leading the effort of developing this, and I see Emily back there. I don't know if you have additional recollections. We can go into the plenary call meetings and look it up. In terms of which calls were, discussed it and what was said. Do you want us? Would you like us to get back to you on that?
Hold on one second.
Yeah. So ICANN is a very formal organization and somewhat process-focused and rather bureaucratic. The board operates on a basis where it responds when it receives something. So when it says, we need this from you, it means that we would like to receive it from you. And there was a timeline, and you were not able to do it because it was a fluctuating environment and you were still learning and gathering information, which is fair. But it would have been nice to receive a message or notice or letter saying that we're going to take a little bit more time regarding the work plan because it's not quite completed. That would give us an indication that, okay, work is ongoing, rather than a red flag that something's not quite right. Yes, and also Kavi is just reminding me that in both of the letters that the board sent, it just saying again that the work plan, we haven't received it, and we received no communication.
Yeah, I think, this is Denise, I think that's where it would have been useful to have like an operating procedure in place when the review team started. There was sort of a lack of process and guidance, and you make excellent points, and I think the team will definitely send formal communications to the board, particularly now that we know that was the expectation, rather than rely on other modes of conveying the message. And yeah, just leave it at that.
Now, could we go back to the point that you asked me about before? Because I was slightly, wasn't, you said, do you want us to do that? What was it that you were asking me if you wanted you to do?
Send a formal communication regarding the work plan.
Okay, thanks. I'll get back to you on that. Is there anything else that you want to cover with us, that you want to talk about with us right now? Bearing in mind, we know that we've got a meeting in however long it is, half an hour, with the leadership, community leadership. We're very happy to talk about anything that that you want to discuss if you want to. I wanted to get some clarity around some of the things that have been said and that I'd heard. So if there's anything you want to bring up, anything that you want to talk about, whether it's to do with the letter that we sent you the other day, anything, it's no matter for you. I'm not guaranteeing to give you an answer, but I am guaranteeing to give you the right to ask a question or bring it up as a point.
This is Denise. It seems like that's a two-hour discussion, or no? It's kind of there's so much to talk about, and it's been, you know, quite an evolving event here. Obviously, the team was surprised when ESSAC sent a letter to the board, surprised when the board sent the letter to the team, and surprised that the team was suspended. Unfortunately, we've had some good dialogue with ESSAC here, which was really useful, and I think we've gotten some input on and some insight into things that the team can do differently to help with communication, and things that the team will want to, I think, discuss tomorrow, such as scheduling regular meetings, with ESSAC and with the SO and AC chairs, using the public comment forum to take a more formal approach to making sure that the community has a chance to provide input. And unfortunately, a couple of months ago, the team had scheduled all of these outreach meetings to raise awareness for what the team was doing, and most importantly, to get input. As you know, the outreach is a vital part of our success in these type of consensus projects. Unfortunately, the suspension of the team a bit derailed that interaction, in that all of our meetings and with all the SOs and ACs and constituencies and stakeholder groups became about the team's suspension. So we've been set back a bit in terms of outreach and input, as well as obviously there's a lot of questions around what specifically the team needs to reconsider on in terms of scope and process. And of course, the SO and AC chairs have been talking about how some of them want to change how they appoint people to the team, and so there's a lot of process questions. We were unlucky in some sense to be the first review team out of the gate under the bylaws, where this type of process hadn't been done before with a community review. And so I think a lot of us are learning as we go as well. But it's been quite heartening that we had a impromptu review team call yesterday. And there are several members that are remote. Almost every member of the team was around the table or on the call. I think there's been a challenge in terms of a lot of team members flying in from all over the world and expecting to do outreach and get work done and not to be able to, but instead be asked why they've failed. I think that's a hard thing for volunteers who've put in hundreds of hours of work to hear. And so we're hoping for some clarity and resolution, and what I heard from the review team yesterday was there's a lot of commitment and a desire to find a productive path forward. But I've really done too much talking and wouldn't invite other members to...
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go to Jeff in 1 second. I just want to address one small point. Now, and I know this sounds like semantics, but as Becky always says, words matter. We haven't suspended the review team. Some sort of implications of a large beam across the room, and what we have done is to suspend or pause. I know that there's some concern about use of the word suspend or pause. Is the review, the team itself is still the team. We've paused the review. So I just wanted to make that clear because it does matter. Jeff.
Thanks, Chris. I picked on your comment, Rinalia, when you questioned should we interpret the lack of submission of a work plan as a red light. And in some ways, I think personally, I agree with that comment, that in my perception, things are not going as smoothly as the chairs have made out. The level of participation amongst the 15 members is so variable that effectively some are simply not contributing, and that is really placing an extraordinary burden on the others. That is tough. It is tough to make progress under those circumstances, and our progress has been, it hasn't been geological, but it's certainly been glacial. Extremely slow and haphazard, and it's just the documentation, all the necessary infrastructure behind meetings just is not taking place, and everyone is losing track about where we are. This is not working very well. The level of support we get from staff here in comparison with our work in other SOs and ACs is certainly anomalous. Now, I have no particular understanding of why, but I'm used to, in ESSAC, an extraordinary amount of support from staff in terms of producing outputs. That level is not visible in SSR2 work. I do not know why. I'm not a leader of this team, and I'm not in real position to demand that of staff, but certainly, in my mind, it is an issue. On the other hand, though, while I'm talking about leadership, and I hesitate to say this, but it is a delicate issue, we demand an extraordinary standard of rigour from our leaders in terms of clarity, transparency, and inclusion. And at times, I must admit, it's been hard to do this in this team, and in particular under this week when the pressure has been on us, we certainly have had little blow-ups around, is everyone on the card? Is everyone here? And, you know, ultimately, I look to our leaders going, I expect the highest ethical standards from you out of this. And I think that's a reasonable expectation. It's tough to adhere to, but it's certainly an issue. More generally about the review, we were thrown into something with real lack of clarity over depth versus breadth. It's almost impossible to figure that out on your own when everyone comes from such extraordinary backgrounds. We have a lack of clarity over audit versus review. How deep to go and how much to suggest? We also, I suppose, to put it down, have a lack of clarity over capacity versus specifics. You should be doing X, or do you have the capability to understand why X is important? They're actually different responses to the same underlying issue, and whether we're meant to identify and fix things, which I doubt, or identify organisational awareness and capability, isn't clear in the work plan, in the structure of the work. It's a set of variable assumptions by a number of individuals, and we're not all on the same page on this. Now, maybe that's an expression of the fact that a stability and security review is exceptionally complex and can be extraordinarily hard for everyone to be on the same page. We are living that nightmare. Our prospects for success and the ability to deliver a useful and coherent report to the board and to the community are at this particular point vanishingly small, in my view. And certainly I appreciate this opportunity of the board to at least review this, and perhaps it's a case of more people, perhaps it's a case of particular expertise required from the SOs and ACs in getting this through, perhaps it's a case of also having, I suppose, staff support that we are used to in other areas of ICANN's activities would perhaps also assist this work. But all of those things in their totality contribute to an outcome that, quite frankly, I think, I'll use it, at this stage is alarming.
Thank you. I want to, if I can, just address, I may not get to all of them, but just some of the things that you've talked about. Just to finish off on the work plan letter and your comments on the work the work plan and your comments on the work plan. The last communication from us was on the 3rd of October, and it says, as we noted in the 23rd of June response, the board looks forward to providing further input once the SSR2's work plan is finalised and adopted. While the board has not yet seen a final work plan for the review as a whole, our examination of the subgroup 2 work plan raises issues. So I think we were pretty clear that we didn't think that we'd seen a work plan. Can I? Do you want to address that first quickly? No problem.
I wanted to actually just follow with Jeff. Sorry, I thought you were...
No problem. I'll get there. On the staff support question, thank you. We're always happy to... I mean, Joran, it's not for the board, but Joran will be happy to be spoken, to have communication about that and to see what indeed the issue is, if there is an issue, how you would explain it outside of this room, proper, you know, in a way that is understandable, as opposed to talking in high levels. And do you want to say something about that briefly, Joran, before I move on to the next point?
No, of course.
Go ahead.
I'm still on the board.
Use of the word still is slightly scary, but it implies...
What do you mean by that?
Twice during this meeting, I've been accused of not being on the board. I just want to put it right.
I have not accused... I resent that. Go ahead. What would
you
want
to say?
No, I
have no comments. Okay. We brought it up. We talked... Teresa has asked for specifics. Okay. And... of course, we always do. Everybody does mistakes.
Yeah.
If there is anything we can do to do better, we will do that. I asked Teresa specifically to speak to them and ask what we can do to if there is anything we can do.
Okay.
I think it started a little bit unstructured, and therefore it's been also hard for my team sometimes to know what was requested. But we're here. Our job is to support.
Thank you. And then finally, I just wanted to say a couple of things. You talked about the depth and breadth of the review and a lack of guidance. And I think there's also a lack of clear process. And Denise very rightly said, you know, perhaps it's unfortunate we're the first review out of the traps, out of the box, whatever you want to call it, with the new bylaws. And I think, you know, the action, the steps that we've taken and the fact we're about to start a meeting with the community to talk about how we fix this is indicative of the fact that there is a complete lack of process, there is a complete lack of mechanisms. It's no one's fault, it just is. Complete lack of mechanisms to deal with problems that arise in these circumstances. And so I'm pleased at least that we've been able to arrange the meeting that's coming up to try and start the thing. But I agree with you. I think it's not clear to me what this review is meant to do, or rather what the overarching goal of this review is meant to be. Not the review in the sense of what you decide is your scope, but what the principle of this review is necessarily meant to be. And I don't think there's enough depth about that. That's just my opinion. So I wanted to say thank you and acknowledge you for what you said. And over to you, Eric.
Sorry, I feel like I'm sort of like chomping a bit. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think we all really appreciate it. I think we as a team really appreciate the sort of the renewed interest in sort of, you know, what the sort of the trajectory is and whatnot. And I think Denise and I, in case it goes without saying, we're very committed. And I think it's a good sort of opportunity for us to go and reaffirm the commitment among, you know, the team. And I think that's sort of part and parcel with some of the things that Jeff said as well. And find alignment and whatnot. But then, you know, in addition, I think Jeff has mentioned a number of items that, you know, are sort of substantive support that would really help us as a team, considering the workload, you know, really do a lot of the work that we need to get done, you know, help check a lot of the boxes that need to be checked. And I think, you know, it sounds like we started this discussion, and I think that's great, you know, and I think we're all on the same page. I think that's pretty
Thank
much
you.
It.
Steve, did you want to say something?
Steve Del Bianco, and I'm only an observer on the team, but I have an observation that could perhaps be helpful on the question of staff support. Because you're thinking staff support, and you're imagining once the team convened, how much support are they getting as they begin. But most of the staff support that seems to have been lacking is things that have occurred over the last 5 years, because the bylaws, as well as the AOC, require this team. They shall examine the extent to which the prior recommendations of SSR 1 were implemented. And that was taken over verbatim from the affirmation of commitments into the bylaws. So to do that, That is not something you can just begin to assess. Presumably, once the community and the board approved the recommendations 5 years ago, presumably there was an ongoing effort to implement. And along with that implementation, there would be maybe a status of implementation, a document that would show up on the hands of the review team so that they would have a relatively detailed assessment by ICANN about the degree to which they are all implemented. And we don't have a lot to go on other than perhaps the ATRT, the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, that part of the ICANN staff had done a stellar job of tracking the implementation of prior recommendations. So that was sort of the standard in mind. It was quite well done. And I'm not assessing whether the current list of implementation was in-depth enough, but I'm just suggesting that that's not something you can just do as soon as the team convenes. It would have had to have been done by IT staff over a period of 5 years. And that started this team off with a little bit of a disadvantage compared to other review teams. Let's be sympathetic to that if you can.
Thank you, Stephen. Yes, I am. And empathetic as well. I'm going to suggest that, unless anyone has any burning things to say, that we have 10 minutes until we start the next meeting. So let's wrap up so that at least we can stretch. Hug whoever we want to hug, and when we can have the next meeting.
This is Denise. I wouldn't say it's burning, but I think it might contribute to the discussion. So I think personally, I would say that one of the things I learned this week is there seems to be a bit of confusion or perhaps people aren't aware that there are 28 recommendations from the first SSR review, and that the bylaws talk broadly about SSR and list various areas that we may address, but there's one shall in those bylaws. We must assess the implementation of the SSR1, those 28 recommendations, and their impact. And so I think the ESSAC, someone on ESSAC had suggested what I thought was a good idea, and we're going to discuss as a team, and that is to go back through our activities and work plan, flag things as applying to SSR1 or SSR2 or both, and do a better job of sort of teasing out the why of some of the activities and topics the team is doing, how they link directly to the 28 recommendations in SSR1. And so I think that'll be helpful. And of course, I think we noted this in the October 3rd board letter, the team the co-chairs replied on October 6th. That addresses the SSR1 recommendations that were relevant for that fact-finding. It also provides the board with the links to the work plan as well. Thanks.
So that's fine and accepted. Just to finish then, and with specific reference to the point you've just made about what you shall do and what you're required to do, my understanding is that you have received an analysis of the SSR1 implementations from ICANN.org, a full analysis of those. Is that correct?
Alan, others might want to jump in here. So I wouldn't use the word analysis, but final report. Well, the implementation of SSR1 and a final report was provided to the team. We started March, April, I think around the April, early May timeframe, and then...
So it might not be an analysis. It's a report from staff that says, this is what we've done to implement the recommendations.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We've done this, and this. We haven't done this. We've done this.
Right. Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just... Yeah, so we received a number of briefings that covered, all the recommendations, and, there were some of them given at different times, and so it wound up taking a little bit of time. But we've been briefed on all of it, and I think it sort of fell into one of the sub-team's charters to do more work because, we needed to do an analysis of, what we could get from that, what we couldn't. And I think that's sort of the point at which when we sort of have a complement of 15 out of 21 potential team members that we wound up, having things stretch a little bit longer.
No problem. The comment wasn't about timing, just to make sure that you actually had got the sort of staff's explanation of what had happened. Okay, I'm gonna call this down to a halt now, and let's wait for the start of the next session in 8 minutes' time, and we'll talk to the ACSO chairs. Thanks. If there's guys already here from who are supposed to be up here for the next meeting sitting at the table, please feel free to do so. Come on in, people. We're closing this off for now. Sorry? So, Wendy, can you close that Adobe room down now? Thank you. If everyone has just walked in, we're going to start at 2 as scheduled. So we've got like a sort of 5 or 6 minute... chance to stretch.